first time in a long time the Patriots have lost two games in a row. They're not playing like the Patriots have a lot of the times in this past year. When you look at the Patriots, do you see a different team than you've seen in the past with them, and do you think they're maybe a little more vulnerable than they have been in the past?
I mean, they're not, I guess, up to par to, obviously, four Super Bowls, but, according to their standards, but I wouldn't necessarily say they're vulnerable. You know, I don't think, that's not the way I'm looking at the game coming up.
Steve, when you see Miami throw 52, 53 times, whatever it was last week, and coming into this game, do you see the opportunity for a big game for yourself?
Not even close. Nope.
Why is that?
I just don't think that'll happen here.
I assume you saw the film from Miami. I mean, what did you see from what they were able to do to the Patriots secondary?
I mean, they made some plays. I think New England made some plays too. But, in a loss, there's always things that you can try to enhance or, try to add more to. But, Miami did a good job in what they were doing, and they executed, obviously, better than New England because if not, they wouldn't have won the game. So, I think you can take some good things out of a win. Also, you can take some good things out of a loss as well.
How tough has the transition been between Jake Delhomme and having Matt Moore in the lineup now? Has it been a pretty seamless transition, or was there any adjusting?
It's only one game in, going into our second game, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know if they named the starter yet, so I'm not. It's kind of hard to say which, if it's been a tough transition, it just happened.
Did you have to do anything different? Did the offense have to do anything different, or is the like the playbook and the play calls, are they similar to what they were before?
I think the playbook is similar. The play calls are similar. You know, we're run first team, and we have two good running backs, so everything's gonna stay the same.
Steve, you've seen player discipline before, obviously.
I've seen what?
You've seen player discipline before, and you've been on the wrong end of it. Do coaches take a risk by disciplining players and maybe taking hardline stances on things? Like, is there a risk that a coach can lose a team that way?
What do you mean?
Well, say. Huh? Well, something happened here this morning where players were late. A bunch of players were late, and they were sent home by the coach. And what I'm wondering is that if that's a risk, if a coach doing something like that is taking a risk at all, that he would wind up losing guys in the locker room.
I mean, I think that's the coach makes his decision. Ultimately, he makes a decision. So if it's a good decision or a bad decision, the coach has that. Has whatever consequences are, just like the players have the consequences in their decisions. So, a lot of times coaches do what they want to do despite what the locker room may agree or disagree with. So I don't think that they make their decisions on, based all the time on the best thing for the team. Because sometimes when coaches say, well, I think this is best for the team, and it comes back, and it may not be, so... they're going to do what they want to do.
Is there a risk, though, the coach takes that, if he does maybe discipline guys, that he could lose the team or not?
I think this depends on the state of the team. If it's a team that's maybe hadn't done as well as you think they should have, and you kind of do something outrageous, and, they say, oh, that's what sparked it, and that was great. And then if it goes opposite direction, you have people that are going to say it wasn't very good. So I just think it really just depends on the outcome. It depends on the outcome, because that's really how it's going to be reported.
But it's more wins and losses than anything else, right? I mean, I would say...
That's what this game is about, is wins and losses. That's what the fans don't really care about, is wins and losses.
Steve, it seems like Coach Fox taking that point a step further is a pretty highly motivational, uplifting coach. Is he that way behind closed doors?
What? Emotional. This game is emotion. Emotional brings out the emotion in the coaches and in players. So, what you see is what you get with Coach Fox. And I don't think behind closed doors, he's a different guy. Maybe a little bit more because he can be more free and don't have to worry about exactly watching what he says. But I think he is what you see. He is.
Steve, you mentioned this is a run for you guys are a run first team, and I can't imagine that's an easy thing for you to say, given as productive as you've been throughout your career. Has this been one of the more difficult or learning sort of years for you personally?
Professionally, this is probably a down year for me. Personally, I think I've learned a lot of things and. Steady learning every day. So, you have that old cliche. I hate that cliche, but you always get something, you learn something out of every year, but it's true. And so, honestly, there are moments where I am get discouraged and frustrated, but then there's moments where I go back and I go, I did this and that. So, that's kind of how I treat it. And, it's not too hard for me to say this, a run team first. That's what we try to be. That's what we are. We have two good running backs, three, four good running backs, and that's what we do. But at the end of the day, run first or whatever you want to do. When you really need a big play down the field in a hurry, they got to go to 89. So I don't worry about this too much.
Steve,
I keep coming back for some reason.
Steve, I don't think I'm talking out of turn here to say that that was the way that the playoffs ended last year for you guys is pretty ugly. Was there any sort of hangover, do you think, that the team went through or that your quarterback went through coming off of that, coming off of what happened in January?
Then again, it goes to wins and losses. When you lose, there's a lot of things you can analyze and say the reasons why. Personally, I can't really speak for Jake and say why things are going a certain way for him. But there's some things obviously aren't going very well for us as a team, as a whole. And in each loss, you always can magnify and circle the things that have negatively affected the outcome of the game. And I think one year of prosperity or 1 year or a letdown at the end of the playoffs carries over completely into the following year as it has.
You guys were a pretty confident bunch, though. I would say all year, and then particularly in December. Was that a shot to the team's confidence, you think, what happened there?
Which part? The end of the game?
The Arizona game.
Oh, it wasn't a shock. It was just one of those things that happened. And, for me, I thought it was a nightmare. It's like, man, this can't be really happening. But it happened and it continued to happen. It's not going as well this year as we would hope.
Steve, when you guys were successful this year, like last Sunday against Tampa Bay, what do you guys do offensively? Get the lead and play with the lead. Is that the best way, the best formula for you guys, do you think?
I don't believe in, best formulas. I think, it's the team with the most points that wins. And that's the way you have to attack the game. You can't sit on a lead or try to play not to have mistakes, or play, hey, not to lose. Because once you do that, you automatically you put yourself in that.
It's been a long time, Steve, since you played in the Super Bowl. But how often do you think about that, and does this week make you think about that game a little bit just because of the opponent?
It's been a long time since I played in the Super Bowl. Does this game make it seem that way? No. I don't think about it as much, We still lost, so don't really focus on something like that, where you we lose.
You guys treated the following year's preseason game pretty heavily. Are you not doing the same for this year's regular season game?
What do you mean?
Well, there was a lot of talk heading into that preseason game against the Patriots.
Oh, just because it was so close, you know. I think that's the only reason why.
How would you analyze the team's passing game this year?
Who's the Patriots or
the Panthers? Your team.
Oh. I don't know. If I say what I really want to say, I'll probably get in trouble. So I'll just be honest.
We hear you, man.
Just be between us, though.
Yeah. Nobody else.
I was born in the morning, not this morning.
All right, thanks, Steve. All right,
thank you, Steve.
Appreciate it.
All right.